Today we begin a new series of conversations that we're calling The Game of Wealth. So there are two things we want to say from the very start. This is a game you've been playing your entire life. It's a different way of looking at what is happening. We invite you to treat the manifesting and the having of wealth as a game. This will perhaps help you relax on the topic and allow more of what it is that you desire when it comes to the manifesting specifically of cash, dollars, pounds, or euro. So when we say it's a game, there are a couple of things we also want to be very clear about. This is a game that has no end. This is a game that has no goal. A really marvelous idea in terms of thinking about this as a game is that not only is the game rigged, which we'll talk more about as the series continues, it's definitely rigged in your favor. And all the elements of the game are actually actively participating in your success. There are no opponents, but for one. And you can temporarily set yourself up as your own opponent. And the way you would do this is primarily through resistance. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. But we would say that for the most part, for most of you, most of the time, the way you oppose yourself in the game of wealth is by saying, I don't have it. So if you recognize that the having and the manifesting of wealth, of cash, dollars, pounds, euro, etc., really is a game, and that as you go along the game, what is happening is you are accumulating, not in any way that would look like the pharaohs of Egypt, where you're just accumulating mass amounts of things to be buried with. But you're accumulating the ideas, because wealth is an idea. Manifesting cash is an idea. The forms are the lesser part of the idea. They're fun. They're delightful. And you can put an over-attached emphasis on the forms by doing things like saying, I don't have enough, or I don't have any, or it's not working out. But that doesn't change the fact that the ideas are the core. That's what you're accumulating. Now, if we thought of this as a video game, let's say it was a video game where your job was to race a cart along a track. There's one element of this game that it's likely you've not ever really noticed, or you might have noticed, but you might not have thought of it in this way. In most games where there's a cart that's going along a track, that track is usually circular because the programmers, after all, are just going to build only a certain amount of this universe to put you in the middle of. And so that track will be defined and you'll go around it over and over again. To be clear, that's not what this is. But even in a design such as that, where there is a circular track, there might be different ways to get along the path. Or you come to Y intersections where you can go to the left or to the right. Now, in the game of wealth, we guarantee you that these intersections come up all the time. But we'll also guarantee you something else, something that it is likely you will now recognize now that we say it in this way. But there are times when you come to the Y intersection and you're just absolutely convinced based upon what you know that you need to go to the left. And the track does appear to, let's say it's like a video game where there's arrows and the arrows are pointing you, saying this is the way of play. There's an arrow that goes to the left and there's an arrow that goes to the right and there's an opening. And as you're going down the track, let's say there are walls on either side, and as you bounce back and forth, you bounce up against a wall, and for the play of the game, you're pushed back into the center of the track. But when you come to the Y intersection, you look at and you're saying, I just know the left, that's the right, I just know that's the right way, and you try to go left, but what ends up happening is you're actually guided to go right. And not only that, but even though it visually looks like left and right are absolute positive possible alternatives to each other, the game won't let you go to the left. You bounce back over into the track of play and end up going to the right. It looks like you should be able to, but it's as though there's an invisible wall that won't allow you to do this. This happens a lot more than you think. And most of you, most of the time, take the opportunity because of what you've taught yourself to do to criticize and harass yourself for not being able to go to the left. And you will say, there's something wrong with me that I couldn't do that. This may be the most important thing we can tell you about this game. That you're always on the right track. You have never once been on the wrong track. Never, 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 never once. And everything that is happening here is indeed happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. Everything. The players in the game are there to help you. They're there to speed you along. Now, it's quite possible that, like in certain video games, you'll come to the castle, where that's where you're going to have the fight with the big boss. That might happen here. It very rarely happens. And what it does is you'll notice that if you just pay attention to what you're being shown, you know exactly what to do and what to say, how to be with this. And the game itself will yield to you. So if you're overly enthusiastic about attacking the boss, you'll lose your balance. Now, of course, what you'll also discover is, you know, when the boss is finally revealed, it's you that you're looking at. It's your struggle. It's your fight with yourself. There's no one else there. Literally, no one else there. So today being the day of your great good, and now being the time, and here being the place where all of this is happening, this is the game of wealth that you're playing. The game is rigged in your favor. All the other players are there to help you. There are helpers, endless numbers of helpers along the way, and we're going to get into all of this. You can delay the game. You can fight the big boss. But you're always winning. You have no opponent. And the game itself is helping you as you play it. The way to win the game of wealth is to pay attention to what feels better, your intuition. Now, the other thing that happens as you go along the track is that you have things rise up to meet you. And the more you put your attention on them, the more delicious they get. Unlike in an actual video game where your job is to sort of kind of stay single-minded and focused on staying on the track, you don't have to do that here. You could actually literally take your hands off the controller and you would do better at the game. The game then becomes, again, just to put this in video game terminology, and it's not exactly right, but you'll see what we mean when we say this. The game then goes into demonstration mode. It just shows you what you're doing. If that feels better, we do recommend you do that. If it feels better to put your hands on the controls and to make decisions in that way, then we would recommend you do that. But there's no right way to do this. And the only time you know which one to do is when it feels better to do it. But again, the dilemma that you might have had at the Y intersection where you tried to go to the left, but the course basically forced you to go to the right. And then you spend time blaming yourself for not being able to skillfully. There must have been some hole there that you weren't able to get through. And that's probably where all of your treasure is. As you do that, then let's say as you do that and you're thinking about that as you've gone to the right, what's going to happen is like the monsters along the path are going to get bigger. The more you're convinced that you're doing it wrong, the more evidence you get of it. And the game responds to you exactly like that. It puts more and more things in your way things are randomly thrown at you from characters off to the side who are smiling and laughing. And you may think, but they're smiling and laughing at me. No, they're smiling and laughing with you. They're like, oh, this is fun. We are having fun. And we cannot emphasize this enough. Remember, we said all the elements of physical reality are like puppies. They're just following you around. They just want to be with you. They just want to love you. They just want to be in your presence. They want you to lead them in the direction where they're where you're going, because this is your reality that you're manifesting. The more you play the game with the awareness of how fun it is and how delightful it is, the more delightful and the more fun it is. And the more you recognize there's no end. This is a game, a track like a river that has no ocean to which it empties. This game has no ending. There will never be a checkered flag. And as we said before, you can always take your hands off the controls. And in fact, if you'll notice, the times you've taken your hands off the controls or when you've thrown the control over to, and tried to smash it against the wall, you got better at the game. Which may be very confusing, because if you're thinking, I'm supposed to be skillful at this game, it's confusing because you taught yourself to believe that skill acquired through the application of knowledge is the goal. It does make sense that this would just be bizarre. How could it be? How could it be that what you're supposed to do is let go? What will happen then? And what happens then is not that you are going to ever lose the game, because you literally cannot lose the game, and that's perhaps the most important thing we can say. You cannot lose the game, but what you can do is have more and more and more delight in the having of it, reveling in it, basking in it, adoring it, loving it, just so delightfully and deliciously so. Now, this is like an overview of the game. We're going to go into a lot more depth of the things that we've said before up to this point. But we really do want to emphasize that we are bringing this to the table, not because you need to do this. Not at all. But because there's a deliciousness here that is truly, truly, truly amazing and wonderful and delicious indeed. You are not obligated to do anything. That's part of the game. The game will play itself out for you without you having to intervene ever. But we understand that you are going to want to intervene, and in fact, intervention can be very delicious indeed. So today, again, being the day of your great good, and now being the time, and here being the place where this is happening, all is well. This is the bottom line. You have opportunities here. And we would recommend that, again, that you treat this as a game where you have all of the cheats, you have everyone helping you. The only monsters you find along the way are either ideas of yours standing on the sideline throwing things at you with a big grin on their face, like, isn't this fun? Are you having fun? This is fun. Or the big boss that you meet every now and then when you have a little bit of a crisis, or maybe a big crisis, and you realize that the big boss you're fighting was yourself. When you take the mask off Darth Vader, you're going to see your own face. Because that's all the only person you could possibly be in competition with. There's no one else here. Everyone else is here to help you. There are no strategies. There are no tactics. But you can strategize and you can use tactics. And if you're doing it because it's fun, then we highly recommend you do it. One last thing we'll add. There's a team who is helping you. your helpers, of course. But everybody in the game is helping you. Everyone in the game is a helper. And if you will just follow what feels better and what's obvious, like you do with the game where you go along the line and you jump for coins and you gather sort of mushroom caps and whatnot. If you just keep going along that line, you'll know exactly what to do. You'll know exactly what to say and who to talk to and when. When you intervene and you try to figure out what you're doing wrong in order to do it right, it doesn't work. Because this game, unlike any video game you'll ever play, or any strategic game you'll ever play that's sort of laid out on a board or maybe a game of cards, there are right ways and wrong ways to play those games. But this game is very different. There's no wrong way to play this game. The only delay you have, because that's all that you can do, is you can only delay it. You cannot cancel it. You can't make it go away. As long as your eyes are open and wealth has any meaning to you, you're playing a game with it. The delay of the game is when you say, I don't know what I'm doing. And we mean when you say that, not as a way of throwing things up in the air and throwing the controller against the wall, but you say it as an inevitability, as like, it's just the truth. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm completely fucked here. I've messed this up. I should have done this and I didn't. I should have gone to the left, but I went to the right. And I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense. Well, of course it doesn't make any sense. The game just said, go to the right. You have helpers, immense helpers. And the only thing you can do to yourself is delay the game. You always win. You're always winning. And the accumulating you're doing is in ideas and energy. Not in form, but the form will, cash, dollars, pounds, euro can pile up, oh, definitely, for you to play with. If you try to get things in order to save yourself, you're going to find more and more monsters along the way. The screen will turn dark and you'll see lightning and thunder off in the distance. You'll hear the boom and the crash and you'll hear ominous sounds because you're basically planning for, the game is going in the direction of what you're intending. You're planning for things getting difficult. But then when you decide, no, today is a brand new day and I know exactly what I'm doing and I'm being helped along the way and everyone everywhere is helping me be wealthy, you're absolutely positively right. And the skies will clear and the birds will start to sing and it will get bright and the music will get happy and peppy again. Like always happens, because everything everywhere is following your lead. And in the game of wealth, this becomes very obvious. So this is where we begin. We look forward to where this goes. We look forward to your delicious questions. And as always, as wonderful and as delightful and as magical and as powerful as all of this is, it's only going to be getting better and better and better from here.